Sure.
My question is, if, you know, I agree with everything you said, you know, about the really...
Oh, don't do that.
No, but I see one thing missing.
Don't blame me.
No.
Making your own choice, it's your free will.
You know, about being, you know, giving to the poor and all this idea of, and not looking at the materialism part of life, or really seeing what's of really a value in life. But if you're taking, you said you're a follower of Judaism and Christianity and Muslim, right? Islam.
Islam.
I see one thing, you haven't said this. I mean, you said you pray 5 times a day, which is really wonderful. But part of all of those faiths, they also have a service. They get together as a community and mm-hmm. they pray together. And we see that as example happening in the Hebrew scripture, we see it in Christian scripture, and I really don't know a lot about Islam, so I can't talk. But do you do that?
No.
Why is that missing from your, when you see everything else?
Because I'd have to choose.
But isn't that what you object to Canada and England and France, France and Germany?
Except when it comes to God's revelation. If I went to a mosque, as happened when I went to, not to a mosque, but when I went to an Anglican church, I felt like I was slighting Judaism and Islam, saying, this is the faith that I will observe. I will go to Sunday service here. I suspect the same thing if I went to a mosque. I would feel as if I was slighting Christianity and Judaism. And if I went to a synagogue, I would feel as if I was... And notice I'm saying feel, because it is a feel in this case, that I was slighting
Christianity.
Yeah.
But since you're doing it on TV, don't you have tons of free time?
Yeah, you can go.
Well, yeah.
You can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you want to do it.
There's no conflict there.
Yeah, I'll stick with praying 5 times a day and fasting in Ramadan and...
finishing.
And for Lent too, I hope, right?
What's that?
For Lent also?
No.
No Lent. Oh, okay.
No, I decided that I like the structure of Islam, the pillars of Islam. Fasting in Ramadan came as a real revelation. This works, you know, as opposed to going to an Anglican church for 6 months. That was interesting in its own way. I prefer praying in church to praying at home, but I preferred when I was staying in London, a friend had loaned me his flat in Soho, and there was a Catholic church just up the street. And it was open like during the day, and you could just walk in and pray. And I could do my own prayer, you know, my own prayer that acknowledges the books of the Torah, that acknowledges the Gospels, and acknowledges Muhammad, and not have to worry about, you know, what is a good Christian going to think of this?
But there's a problem. The problem is that you're basing everything on Dave Sims. Dave Sim. And I think that part of a community and part of people together is that you can question each other, and hopefully if there's something that doesn't look right, someone can say something to you about it. It's part of being in a group that it's almost like, I don't want to be questioned.
But he's up here doing that. This goes back then, you can help me more with the verse. More two or more you are gathered in the name, I am there.
Yeah,
right. Actually, this is a church
that's
service
right.
by that quote.
Thank you, that's exactly true.
But I think that does tend to lead to the Vatican. It's a two-edged sword.
Well, don't go to Vatican. About community.
Yeah, but I tend to find that particularly in present context, where I think a lot of people are fence-sitting when it comes to faith. They like having discussions like this. I don't think too many of you are going to start praying 5 times a day starting tomorrow. In which case, it's, you know, that's problematic to me, because you're still keeping it at a remove, and that's the way I find our entire Western society. So it's permeated the churches, where the churches are more like social agencies with crosses now, rather than genuine. And consequently, I'm not really interested in what they think of, you know, how I'm conducting myself.
Okay, because I agree. I have to hear what he said, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's all respond to that, because I thought that was really valuable.
The two or three are gathered in my name. If that's Yoo-hoo, then you've got a problem. If that's God, that's fine. But I think when you get into twos and threes, it's he, she, and it. Which is saying, and it's like that, I think that was another temptation for Yoo-hoo. Oh, geez, anytime two or three of these guys get together, I'm there. This is it. This would be a cakewalk.
I'm so there.
I'm so there. I will be tight with this for a millennia.
Well, when you have a group, they usually have to reach a consensus, whereas an individual can make his or her own conclusions.
And I think souls are individual. Everybody has their own individual soul. In a sense, what I'm saying is dangerous, which is why I'm always very careful to say, it's your decision. You can listen to what I'm saying, but you can go home and watch Pat Robertson and decide that he's, you know, bang on the money. That's your choice. Or you can go with a group and say, what does this group believe? You know, and I will refine my decisions to conform to this group, even though it was funny, when I started talking to this group, I believed this, but after we talked for an hour, I decided I believed that. It's still your soul. If they talked you into moving into their position and their position is wrong,
well, it's then, like your own conscience, you have to
then it's your own fault for saying, boy, that makes sense to me. It's like, it might make sense to you. Does it make sense to God? Is it what God wants you to do?